For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Bruce Merkin, the Director of Communications for the Marijuana Policy Project, MPP.org, shares a tale of deception, again emanating from the office of the U.S. Drug Czar.
Bruce, I was outraged. I saw an email release you did today. The Drug Czar is going around spouting lies about a suicide caused by marijuana. What's the details?
Well, the details are John Walters, the Drug Czar, had a press conference last week in Washington, D.C., about alleged links between marijuana and mental illness, depression, and suicide. And as part of this press conference, they brought out the parents of this boy from Colorado Springs, a 15-year-old who had killed himself. And this was presented as having been the result of his having smoked marijuana. Now, the problem is, and this wasn't made clear in the press conference, but the parents did acknowledge it later in a local radio interview, when the boy killed himself, when he was in the hospital, they did toxicology on him, and they didn't find any traces of marijuana. They did find alcohol. And they do know that he had been drinking previously as well. Now, the science on this is really very clear that alcohol abuse is connected to depression and suicide. The data on marijuana is, frankly, at best ambiguous. There's some data suggesting that marijuana actually relieves depression. But this was brought out as an example of marijuana driving this kid literally to death, and it was just entirely fraudulent. And I just feel terrible at the way this family, I think, has been used and manipulated. And now they're angry at us for calling attention to it, which I understand. I don't blame them. But it's frankly very unlikely that marijuana contributed to their son's death, and it's more than possible that alcohol did.
I want to thank Bruce for that report, and it's important we realize that Congress is fighting the battle of the bulge. It's important that you now tell Congress that you oppose House Bill 1528. They want to increase penalties for every drug offense. They want a mandatory 2-year prison term for anyone who knows someone who is selling marijuana on a college campus and fails to report it to police. They want a mandatory 5-year prison term for someone at a party who passes a joint to someone who has been enrolled in drug treatment at some point in their life. These men are ill-informed. They are the best friends that the drug lords could ever hope for. It's important that you speak out. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.